English Conversation Lesson 30. Conversation. The King and the Angel. Once, there was an important king who reigned over a great country. He only thought of having a good life, and he didn't care about his people. He behaved worse and worse until one day, God looked down and decided to send an angel to teach the king a lesson. As he usually did, the king went to take a bath in a small lake near the castle. The servants left him alone so he could take his bath and waited for him to call them. The king then took off his clothes and went to swim. The angel quietly took the king's clothes and left some old dirty clothes in the same place. Then the angel, who looked like the king, put on the king's clothes and called the servants to take him to the castle. The king was very angry when he didn't find his clothes and called the servants, but nobody came. He decided to put on the old dirty clothes and went to the castle. When he arrived, the man at the gate didn't know him and didn't let him go in. The king said in a loud, angry voice that he was the king and the castle was his. The man at the gate said he was crazy and told him to go away. So the king went to talk to his people, but his people didn't know him either. They knew that their king had never talked to them before, so he couldn't be their king. Besides, they saw the king at the castle. The king said terrible things to his people, and the people also thought he was crazy and left him alone. When the night came, he became hungry, thirsty, and cold. But nobody wanted such a terrible person in their house. So he walked from one house to another, but he behaved so badly that nobody helped him. Some days later, he looked in a lake and saw his face. He began crying. He didn't know who he was anymore. He went back to the castle, but the man at the gate didn't want to listen to him. So he spent many days eating from the garbage cans, what the people didn't want, and sleeping in the streets. So one morning, the angel asked the servants to bring this crazy man to him. The king arrived at the castle very sad and looking down, and the angel said to him, "Tell me your story." And the king did. Then he said to the angel, "But I don't know who I am anymore. They say I am crazy. Am I?" And the angel said, "No. You are the real king." And the king cried. "Take my castle," he said. "Take everything. But please tell my people who I am. Tell them I'm not crazy." And the angel told the people the truth. Then he said to the king, "You gave your people what you didn't want anymore, and they became poor and hungry. I see that now you understand that you are not different because you are a king. The poor and the rich are the children of the same God. Now that you know your people, you are able to be a true king." The King and the Angel. Once there was an important king who reigned over a great country. He only thought of having a good life, and he didn't care about his people. He behaved worse and worse until one day God looked down and decided to send an angel to teach the king a lesson. As he usually did, the king went to take a bath in a small lake near the castle. The servants left him alone so he could take his bath and waited for him to call them. The king then took off his clothes and went to swim. The angel quietly took the king's clothes and left some old dirty clothes in the same place. Then the angel, who looked like the king, put on the king's clothes, and called the servants to take him to the castle. The king was very angry when he didn't find his clothes, and called the servants, but nobody came. He decided to put on the old dirty clothes and went to the castle. When he arrived, the man at the gate didn't know him and didn't let him go in. The king said in a loud, angry voice that he was the king and the castle was his. The man at the gate said he was crazy and told him to go away. So the king went to talk to his people, but his people didn't know him either. They knew that their king had never talked to them before, so he couldn't be their king. Besides, they saw the king at the castle. The king said terrible things to his people, and the people also thought he was crazy and left him alone. When the night came, he became hungry, thirsty, and cold. But nobody wanted such a terrible person in their house. So he walked from one house to another. But he behaved so badly that nobody helped him. Some days later, he looked in a lake and saw his face. He began crying. He didn't know who he was anymore. He went back to the castle, but the man at the gate didn't want to listen to him. So he spent many days eating from the garbage cans what the people didn't want and sleeping in the streets. So one morning, the angel asked the servants to bring this crazy man to him. The king arrived at the castle very sad and looking down. And the angel said to him, "Tell me your story." And the king did. Then he said to the angel, "But I don't know who I am anymore. They say I am crazy. Am I?" And the angel said, "No, you are the real king." And the king cried. "Take my castle," he said. "Take everything, but please tell my people who I am. Tell them I'm not crazy." And the angel told the people the truth. Then he said to the king, "You gave your people what you didn't want anymore, and they became poor and hungry. I see that now you understand that you are not different because you are a king. The poor and the rich are children of the same God. Now that you know your people, you are able to be a true king." To reign over. People. Lake. Gate. To cry. Cried. Cried.